disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
Good morning, good afternoon, that is, as of now. This, Wandering Rhythms. Turn it down a little. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. And today, kicking off our annual fun drive, fundraising campaign for CJSF Radio Station. By the way, if you're unfamiliar, we are on Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University campus, broadcasting on 90.1 FM, and if you'd like to help support the station, yes, this is the best time of the year to do so. This is live, by the way, if you're listening. The date is November 3rd, 2025, and Fun Drive runs all the way through this Sunday, so November 3rd to 9th. And yes, if you'd like to donate to help the station online, it's cjsffundrive.ca. But yeah, we'll talk more about that later. In the meantime, yes, Wandering Rhythms. This is a music show, a global buffet of sounds from across the planet. And this week for the Fun Drive special, I decided to do something different. This show is 2 hours long, and typically we will travel around the world in the first hour, hear a lot of new stuff, genre-bending sounds, and then the second hour travel to a different place in the world. But this week, as a bit of a different idea, decided, it's kind of an odd concept, but come along with me here. You know the concept of cities having sister cities? I don't think they have brothers, but they have sisters. Like, so there's apparently after World War II, this idea of like having international cooperation between different places in the world. So yes, Burnaby, the city here where I am, just east of Vancouver. The land of the Coast Salish people, by the way, Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh. We have several sister cities in Burnaby. And the idea is to foster economic, industrial, cultural sort of harmony and share things and like maybe student exchanges, streets named after the other city, cultural, dignitaries going back and forth, high-fiving each other. It's a fun thing, really. There's nothing, I think, anything wrong except maybe like spending government budgets on politicians traveling to the other side of the world just to cut some ribbons. Like, that would be the one probably criticism of sister cities. So the point is here, Burnaby has many sister cities, and just thought it would be a fun thing to do to explore the music from those cities. And yeah, I didn't even know the sister cities of Burnaby. It's not like most obvious thing. You have to do a little bit of digging on the city websites, basically. So yeah, Vancouver's got some pretty hip sister cities like Los Angeles, okay? But Burnaby, being a smaller city here, kind of the little sister of Vancouver itself, you could say, we got some more like obscure, more up and coming indie cities, you could say. So by the way, in the background, the fader's not doing this. Could be a Fun Drive improvement, this fader. I'm playing Corey Weeds in the background, Burnaby's finest tenor saxophone player. Corey Weeds, and I love how he lists himself as Burnaby. Like, you gotta be really cool and comfortable to list your origin as Burnaby, not Vancouver. Most people, you know, piggybacking on the big city, LA's sister city. But when somebody puts themselves as from Burnaby, not Vancouver, that, for me, that's cred right there. So Corey Weeds here, tenor saxophone player, played a million shows around town over the years, and this is from his new album. called Corey Weeds meets Jerry Weldon. So dueling tenor saxophones on this record. The song's Olé. And I think this is great background, Burnaby background music. So we'll let this roll throughout. And yes, so the big news here. Are you ready for it? Do you know Burnaby's oldest sister city? Yep, you guessed it. Kushiro, Japan. The northern island of Hokkaido. So really, really up there. About 200 kilometers east of Sapporo, the big city on the island of Hokkaido. Yeah, not too far from Russia, really, if you go a little further north. So Kushiro, similar latitude and size to Burnaby. So they got together. They became officially family in 1965, and they just celebrated the 60th anniversary of being sister cities. So, yeah, big friendship, you know, just so much love between Burnaby and Kushiro. And, well, I'll save the other ones for later. I mean, keep the tension building here. But, yeah, Burnaby's got some cool sisters. And so first of all, let's hear some music from the OG sister of Burnaby, Kushiro, Japan. So we're going to start with the legend. I mean, this guy made some tunes that will be remembered forever. His name is Akira Ifukube, and he made the theme to the original Godzilla. Yes, Godzilla, or Gojira, King of the Monsters, 1954, was it? Yes. It's very orchestral. It was meant to just be like the... Yeah, 1954. It was meant to be the military theme, but it was so classic that it became the theme to the whole... the movie and then the series in general. So he also made the sound of Godzilla. And so, yeah, from Sound of Kushiro, one of the most terrifying and sort of a endearing sound, monster sounds ever, made by rubbing a leather glove coated in pine tar resin against the detuned strings of a double bass. The friction created a low-frequency monstrous sound, which was then slowed down and manipulated to give it its otherworldly, terrifying quality. Godzilla. All right, so let's hear the Godzilla theme and then some much more modern and totally different music from also Kushiro, Japan, Burnaby's greatest, oldest sister. All right. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF, the Fun Drive Special.
I'm 幸せになろうね。
Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF. Fun Drive special this week. Yes, so this radio station right here, CJSF 90.1 FM, we are raising money this week to help keep the station strong, and if you'd like to donate, you simply have to find an internet and then dial in cjsffundrive.ca, and then you can donate any amount. If you are able to donate $90.10 or more, there's a exclusive print, which is the official icon visual for our fun drive, our art piece. And anyways, we're trying to raise $10,000 for the station over this week, November 3rd to 9th, 2025. And by the way, if you're listening to this on, that would be the 8th Saturday morning, the repeat of Wandering Rhythms, still fun driving. We're listening to Corey Weeds in the background, Burnaby's finest sax man, and we just heard three songs from Hokkaido, Japan, the Northern Island, and specifically the city of Kushiro. Burnaby's closest sister city. They've been sisters for 60 years now, and actually I searched for Kushiro's sister cities, and Burnaby's the most prominent as well, so I think we feel the same, that there's a tightness between the two cities. And delegates from Kushiro came to Burnaby this summer to celebrate the 60th anniversary, and same deal with the other way around. And yes, there's a new lane. It's a part of the Nikkei Cultural Center in southern Burnaby. There's a new lane called Kushiro Lane. So, or they renamed an old one, give it a new name. So, yes. So there's the bond just grows with every passing year between Burnaby and Kushiro. So I hope you enjoyed the music we heard. I'm actually still trying to. Ah, excellent. Okay, so I was trying to get the Japanese characters into English so I can tell you what the last song was. It was a very cool, energetic, indie rock punk sort of group from that city, from Kushiro. And the band is called Marshmallow. Specifically, not just Marshmallow. Called Romanha Marshmallow. And the song we heard was called Your, I believe. That's what the translation says. And before that, we heard some, like, hyper-pop. I guess you'd call that rap with auto-tuned vocals. It's super, super auto-tuned. Wow. And, that was Zeno, Z-E-N-O, with the producer Revoluna. The song was Levitating in the Sky from 2024. So, yeah, Zeno, now based in Tokyo, but originally from Kushiro. Only 22 years old, and emerged in the next generation culture scene where internet, anime culture, and hip-hop, rap, club culture intersect. So I can hear certainly the hyper anime, definitely has that vibe to it, as well as hip-hop. So there you go. And before that, we started with, the most opposite thing you could possibly imagine. It was the theme song from Godzilla, very orchestral. Made by Kushiro's Akira Ifukube. So as our bond with between Burnaby and Kushiro grows, I would love to see a statue of Godzilla somewhere here on Burnaby Mountain. We could ask for it, maybe for the 100th anniversary in 2065. That could be a thing. Anyway, so that was Kushiro. Yes, our best bud, best sister. Well, another sister city of Burnaby. Are you ready for it? Loughborough, I don't know how you say that in a British Midland British accent, but right in the middle there, just a little bit northeast of Birmingham, England, near to Nottinghamshire, and located, yes, near Leicester, Nottingham, Derby. Anyhow, the middle of England, home to the world's largest bell tower? Yeah, largest bell foundry. Okay. Most importantly, though, the reason why Burnaby is sisters with Loughborough, that's where Robert Burnaby comes from. The namesake of Burnaby. Okay, it's pretty colonialist, you gotta admit. But they became sister cities simply because it's the historical founding figure of Burnaby. Yeah, he was a politician. He was like best bud to Richard Moody. Rivals of George Vancouver, perhaps. Anyhow, important figure in the the founding of the city of Burnaby as it is today. So, anyway, that's like not as important of a sister to Kushiro, but you know the connection exists. So, they became sisters later on in 1986, so yeah, long after Kushiro and Burnaby were sisters. So we're going to hear a song, a band that I actually found was really, really nice. They went to university together, these musicians, in Loughborough. Really, can't say that name properly, I don't think, but it was an international band, a Spanish and Portuguese and French and British hybrid band, and they make some pretty cool like Latin-inspired stuff. They're now based in London, but yeah, founded in Loughborough. Cristobal and the Sea right here. We're going to hear Salsa Dude. Yes. The trip through the lands of Burnaby's sisters continues. This is Wandering Rhythms, the Fun Drive special on CJSF Radio.